Radio Ghana interacted with some members of parliament who expressed shock at the stabbing of their colleague. They condemned the act, saying it is in bad taste. According to them, the late J.B. Dankwa's contribution to the nation's democracy, especially in the legislature, cannot be overemphasized. They paid glowing tribute to their late colleague and said he will be sorely missed. They spoke to Dominic Logie.
It's so shocking. It is beyond words. I can't describe the way I feel. Let me tell you, when my father died, he died in my arms. But I can tell you the way I feel is worse than the way I felt at that time. JP, I've never seen him being sad all the time that I've been in parliament with him. Never. He's always smiling. Even when he's hurt. It tells us that we are in very, very difficult time. A human being to conceive and put to action the act of going to another person's house in the holy hour of the night to go and kill that person is beyond madness. It may mark the turning point of how we look at security in parliament, particularly members of parliament. It may mark the turning point for all of us as a people, the way we go about things, as people, as persons, and even the laws we make. Trust me, this may be the turning point.
Honorable Abena Osei Asare is MP for Etiwa East. She couldn't help it but weep.
He was a very good person. He was such a pillar in the Eastern region. And for some of us who went through a lot of issues, he was there to help us. I don't know why such a thing will happen to such a person, but I pray that the Lord keeps his soul. And I pray that whoever did that, the Lord himself will fish that person out.
Patrick Yao Buama, the member for Okaekwe Central, spoke about how he received the news of the death of his colleague. He said they were together at Ekropon at the funeral of his late grandfather over the weekend.
We were together at Ekropon over the weekend to mourn with Okapema, and JB was there with us, very cheerful as always. He's a very nice person, gentleman, a businessman. We all know him as such. Members of the public who are within our category are giving protection. So MPs are not asking for too much. Just that the conduct of some of our members, their utterances, also tend to push the public against us when we demand or request for something which is not out of the ordinary. At least if not during the day, at night, at homes, because we serve thousands of people.
Richard Kwashiga, MP for Keta, said he just couldn't believe it. He says his heart bleeds.
Like a thunderbolt, I just couldn't believe it. And as I speak to you, my heart bleeds. JB was a friend. And last week, Thursday thereabout, when he made a statement in memory of his late grandfather, you know, after that, him and I were out here teasing each other and a few things. In fact, he was an affable gentleman. One of the finest we had in this house. JB comes across as one that endeared himself to one and all. We as members of parliament, unsafe. Most especially at a time that our political contests within the precincts of democracy is becoming hotter, keener, and sometimes acrimonious. We are anybody's game.
The minority leader, Osechi Mensa Bunsu, also spoke to Radio Ghana.
I think we all feel very down and our spirits are sobbing. These are not matters that anybody could have foreseen. I spoke to him Thursday, Friday, last week. He came to my office and we had some conversation. And then it culminated in the statement that he made in respect of Dr. J.B. Dankwa on Thursday. I saw him Friday as well. And I was looking forward to seeing him today. We've been having some consultations about running the party. And then from nowhere, we have that. Yesterday, we came to Parliament for business that is relating to the Appointments Committee. Because he's not part of the Appointments Committee, he wasn't with us. So I was looking forward to seeing him today. And as I said, from nowhere, it's a tragedy. A tragedy not only to his family, nuclear and extended, to the constituency, to Parliament as an institution, and Ghana as a whole. It's incomprehensible. As we sit today, nobody knows the cause. Whether it had to do with the membership of parliament, whether it had to do with the statement that is making in respect of J.B. Dankwa, whether it is business related, I'm not able to tell.
No, but Honorable Sermon,
sir. Whether it has to do with his personal life, nobody can tell. The police are investigating. So I guess at this stage, we'll leave it to the police. Once they finish their investigation, we get to know the cause.
Honorable Chairman Sambonso, you know the late MP too well. What could he have done to that extent for somebody to go and just butcher him like that?
I don't know. I have no one to say anything that may tend to prejudice segregation. I think it will not be right for me to do that. That is why I insist that we leave it to the charge of the police who have started the investigation. Let's hear from them, and then we take it from there.
Do you think MPs need better security than they have now?
Well, already in Parliament, we have raised the matter again. The Speaker even had some discussion early this morning with security services on this matter. So we take it from there. Now it's not the time to be discussing it. But I guess subsequent to this development, we can probe further into it to see where we stand. But I believe that the time has come for us to put it on the front burner, the matter related.
Next is the MP for Dododo and Minister Designate for Youth and Sports, Nilanti Vanderpoy.
I was struck with fear. I was shocked and I could not believe it because he's a very wonderful personality, very unassuming person, very nice, very affable, always doesn't see the politics side of the other person, talks to you freely, enjoys conversation, always comes to the house, walk to you, tell jokes with you, share ideas with you. I don't know, JB will offend somebody or will hurt somebody to the extent that the person will want to take his life. And reading the reports and what people are presuming to have happened, I'm utterly shocked, and I'm devastated. I've lost not just a colleague, but a friend, someone I can really call a friend. The mood in the house this morning as we came is bad. Everybody now, I wonder whether we can really be involved in any productive work today in Parliament.
But Nilante, does that spark off the need for tightening of security for members of Parliament?
Yes. On countless occasions, members of Parliament have complained about their security. This is not the first time an MP has been brutally attacked. This one has resulted in death. But 2 years ago, Honorable Gbedeama was attacked. 3 years ago, Honorable Gifty Clennam. The last time, it was Amidu Suleimana. The other time, it was Akutu Afriye. There has been countless occasions when MPs have been attacked, all because they don't have the sort of security they deserve. I think MPs are very important in our national politics and our democracy. Therefore, their security and their life and welfare will be of concern to everybody. My brother, if I tell you the amount of money government spends in building up an MP, as a first-timer, if I look at what resources have gone into building me up 3 years in Parliament, I can't underestimate the value that could be placed on an MP who has been through 2 terms in Parliament. And as such, if the government spends so much money, if the state invests so much money into an MP, it requires that that MP is secured so that that wealth of knowledge and experience he has got will not go waste for us to invest in another person. So the security of MPs should be paramount, be of concern to every Ghanaian. And I think what has happened should be lifted from those who have that responsibility. Think about how they will offer the needed security, both in their vehicles and in their houses.